Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. CJ of Madison, my friend, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ of Madison?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Disagreeing with you, actually, is on my mind. You spoke of all the Democratic states and you're worried about Evers getting reelected. If he was doing such a great job, you wouldn't be worried. Then you had some caller come in thankful for Joe Biden being our president. Well, I tell you what, all the unrest worldwide, I thank him too. Biden-Harris ticket has been proven to be weak as we watch unrest all over the world while this president is president. Russia, North Korea, China, France, you name it. And sad, he's following from behind as usual, like his own Secretary of Defense or State said, he's been wrong on every foreign policy that he's ever since he's been in government. These sanctions are worthless till we start attacking their oil by not buying oil from them. Matt, we still buy more oil from them than we put on the open market now because of Joe Biden's and executive orders to shut down Keystone and all our drilling. And now we buy and beg OPEC to produce more oil. And we buy oil still from Putin. Tell me that makes sense, Matt.
CJ, let me tell you something, though. You're shining me with a bunch of oil talk when people are getting killed in Ukraine. You're shining me with some oil talk. Look, let me be very blunt. Putin knew that Trump was his slave because he bribed and blackmailed Trump. Trump said he's going to withdraw us from NATO. So Putin didn't have to invade anywhere. If we withdraw from NATO, Putin would have gone into Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. And I'll tell you a couple other things. Trump talked at this CPAC conference, this conservative political action conference, over the weekend, and he praised Putin again. He said he's very shrewd and very capable. And crooked Mike Pompeo, speaking of crooked secretaries of state, remember lying Mike Pompeo? On February 18, you know, this is 10 days ago, he called Putin, quote, very shrewd, very capable, and that he had enormous respect for him. The people at the CPAC conference, they're pro-Putin. They're pro the murder of Ukrainians. There's an authoritarian streak in the Republican Party. Mitt Romney's making a move for president, and I hope he gets the nomination. He came out and he said, sticking up for Putin, a despot and a dictator, is near treason. He accused Trump of treason and lying Mike Pompeo, treason, and all the hacks down at CPAC, treason. That's the kind of, we need that. We need Liz Cheney and we need Adam Kinzinger and people of that nature in the Republican Party. Treason. He called it what it is. Treason. And the Republican Party is going into these elections in 2022. 2024 is the party of Putin. At best, soft on Russia, not willing to stand up. And they say, well, it's not communist anymore. So if it wants to go back into Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, that's okay. Well, no. First of all, Putin is a communist. He was a communist all his life. He was a colonel in the KGB. A tiger does not change his stripes. A leopard does not change his spots. A murderer and a thief. A cruel, sadistic individual. A communist leader now saying he's just an organized crime leader. This guy, so you shine me with oil and climate stuff? That's like fighting over the deck furniture on the Titanic. Hey, there's an iceberg up ahead. It's the Russian state. Putin's got a hold of it. I'm going to give you some theories of how to get rid of him. Let me go back to the line. Thanks for calling. I always like you call in. You can disagree with me. But if you're giving me pro-Trump, anti-Biden stuff in the face of all this and saying this is Biden's fault, when we had a president who was going to dissolve NATO and get us out of it, that does not scan. All right, Gina Beauclair, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Gina?
I have to say, give me an effing break. I cannot believe this guy, but maybe he's a member of the white supremacist or white national group that were going Putin, Putin, Putin.
Well, no, I don't think CJ is a member of the white national group. Believe me, I think CJ is a principled conservative, but these people are all blinded by Trump, and Trump worked against us. Go ahead, Gene. Go ahead.
Geez, you know, wake up, CJ. I've been an independent my entire life, and I voted for Democrats and Republicans. But believe you me, this guy, Trump, who's, get this, you know, you're supposed to be a guy of a religion who has sex with another woman while his wife is having a baby. Give me a break. The guy who holds the Bible upside down and uses it and pokes fun of religion. Give me a break. The guy who buddied up with all the bad guys, the bad actors in the world and made enemies of our friends. Come on, wake up.
Right. No, I love your passion. You always are right on the money. The lines will light it up. We have six callers. I'm going to take you in line and get as many of you can now and then after the next break. So thank you very much for calling in, Gene. The next up is Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, I'll kind of give you Mitt Romney. He's kind of like a broken clock. He's right about twice a day. First of all, he didn't call him it's treasonous. He borders on it. He should have went the whole way and said what's true. But to all these people that think this is such a genius move on Putin's part, including CJ and, of course, Trump and Pompeo, 5 days into this thing, I think they're kind of wondering, or he is, that he might have stepped in it. Because their economy's collapsing already. The stock market is closed today. The ruble's crumbled. On and on we go. He is losing this thing. And he's so out of touch. Matt, this is a different world than it was 20 years ago when he took that country over. It's changed dramatically, and he does not have his fingers on the pulse of his country or the world. He's been, from what I understand, very blocked in what he knows and sees the last 2 years during COVID. I think that this is going to end sooner than later, and not good for him.
Right. No, I agree. And, you know, he's not only isolated, even his own cabinet, he makes them sit 50 feet away from him. I don't know if you knew that. He's afraid of polonium poison. You know, somebody shakes his hand and has poison on it. He fears assassination. And he only deals with his bodyguards and a few oligarchs. Thanks for calling. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next up. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, man. Say, with all his anger at these communists supporting Republicans, I think the best thing you can do is take that anger, that anxiety, that frustration, and do something positive to alert our country that we aren't going to put up with these people, starting right here in our state. How come, maybe you can answer this, Matt, why are those electoral voters that committed fraud, why are they still walking around? I'll leave you with that thought.
No, that's a good point. It's because everybody knows there wasn't fraud. You know, the Republicans saying this, the ones that run the party know there was no fraud, but they gin it up because there's a base that somehow, this is like raw meat, and the base doesn't have prosecuting power. But that's an excellent point. If there are all these criminals out there, as they claim, why aren't they in jail? The second thing is, in the middle of a foreign policy fight like this, in a war, you don't attack your president. Historically, no, Republicans didn't attack Roosevelt. They didn't attack Lyndon Johnson during the Vietnam War. They certainly didn't attack Wilson during the First World War. You don't do it. They have committed treason. The Republican Party has committed treason. We're going next. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. Yeah, the people that think this is a great idea are out of their minds. My uncle's family lived in Poland under communism, and it was not a cakewalk. And I really think NATO and the United States really should be fighting in Ukraine. I don't believe Putin for a minute. You know, he was a psyops person. He's not going to use nuclear weapons. The guy may be a sociopath, but he's not insane. He knows Moscow would be a parking lot if he did something like that. And I think they need to nip it in the bud. If they let it continue, it's going to escalate into World War III.
Yeah, I think that's good. In the past hour, Robert, you may not have been listening. The theory of going all in Texas Hold'em, he went all in, putting a lot of pressure on us, saying that if we intervene in Ukraine, there'll be catastrophic military consequences. Then Biden goes all in and says to him, if you set foot in a NATO country, we'll wipe you out. That puts him in the defensive. He then goes all in saying that I'm activating my nuclear alert system. But we could easily go all in now and do what you're saying by saying, if you're starting to commit genocide in Ukraine, we will have to go in and intervene. And you're bringing in this flamethrower, this industrial flamethrower, and the vacuum-sucking bomb that's a terror weapon. And if you direct it into those subway tunnels, you can suck the oxygen out of 5,000 people and give them a painful death, or you can vaporize them. We won't tolerate that. We'll have to go in. Don't necessarily want to fight with you. That puts it back on him. Putin is a Hitler, but he's a Hitler with nuclear weapons. What would we have done if Hitler, when he went into Czechoslovakia, had nuclear weapons? I think one of the things we would have done, knowing him now, is drop a bunker buster on him. We know his location. I don't advocate that. But his own people are going to have to take him out. His own people are going to have to take him out. All right, we're going to a break. There's several people on the line. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back after a short break. Do not hang up.